All right, guys. It's nice to get a win yesterday. Felt like that the guys showed a lot of resiliency in their play. There were a number of opportunities to not keep playing as hard as they needed to, and thought they did a very good job. I think when you start the game down 14 points, come back from that, that's one point that you could point out that I thought we did very well. I think that there was also a couple of other points in the ball game. We had a first and goal inside the 1 yard line, ended up going backwards, and ended up having to score on a third and 12. So I think it says that the guys did a very nice job in terms of the way that they played, and they never quit. And with that, I'll open it up for questions. I'll start with you, John.
So during the five-game losing streak, I guess, after the Tampa Bay win, you had the four games that were kind of blowouts, and then a close game to the Saints. Do you feel like you've turned a corner these last two games?
Well, we've definitely played more efficiently in these last two ball games. We've been able to hand the momentum swings much better in these last two ball games. I think was probably the biggest thing that stood out in the three games that you're mentioning. They were really turned by a couple of plays on both sides of the ball, and in one of the games on a special teams play. So that's the way I look at it.
Coach, in a season like this, how satisfying is it for you to watch a game like yesterday and see your team get down and not throw it in and come back and play the way they did?
It's very satisfying. The guys were playing for one another. We've talked about it many times. We win together, we lose together. This group of guys went out and showed what they're made of yesterday. When we had to make plays, we made them.
Along those lines of efficient play yesterday, just better out of the running game?
Much better out of the running game. I felt like in the run game, we were able to win the line of scrimmage. We got Steven to the second level. When you get Steven to the second level, he's going to make it tough on defensive backs. So we got the run started by winning the line of scrimmage. I still think we left some yards out there. We did have some issues in certain schemes where we weren't as efficient as we needed to be in terms of blocking at the point of attack. There were too many negative yardage plays, but it was good to see us get our running backs into the second level.
Antone, he hasn't had many snaps this year, but he's had a few explosive plays and had those opportunities.
Yes, and again, if we've said in the last 3 weeks that Antone Smith deserves more opportunities. He showed it again yesterday. We had the long, explosive touchdown run on our toss sweep play. It was blocked extremely well. He hit the hole, and I don't know that if we were playing flag football that he would have had his flag pulled on that. So it was blocked extremely well. Well, I think that we're still working on that. Yesterday we had a rotation going with our offensive line with Ryan Schrader. He ended up playing a significant number of snaps in two different positions. He played our jumbo tight end and also played our right tackle. I really feel that the guys have been practicing very well, and some of the things that we've been emphasizing are now showing up on the game tape as well, and that's a good thing.
Going into the Sunday against Green Bay, with William getting the personal foul penalty, are you concerned about a possible suspension, or have you heard anything about that?
Again, guys, when you talk about the penalties, we know that those types of penalties are subject to discipline from the NFL, and I don't think it's appropriate for me to comment on that at this point in time. We're anticipating that we'll have all our players this week.
Rookie growth process of a guy like Robert Alford was yesterday a huge step forward for him?
Big step. Robert got some significant playing time. I felt like that they were trying to target Robert on a number of passes and some number of deep balls. They were backed up inside their 5 yard line, and on two of their three plays, they went deep. I thought Robert did a very good job. He was in phase with the wide receiver. And then they had another opportunity to target him on their sideline on a deep ball, and he handled that extremely well. Robert has worked hard. He's one of those guys that deserves an opportunity to go out there and play. And I thought that he showed up very well in the ball game yesterday.
It seemed like he was in for Asante. Was that performance for Asante or injury?
Again, guys, we're going to play a number of guys through this last part of the season. We're going to continue to do that. We need to get young guys as much experience as we can. Our number one goal is to win the game. We felt like Robert stepped in there. Asante went down with an injury. Robert went in there. He was playing well. We wanted to see him play for an extended amount of time, and I thought he handled extremely well.
What did you say to him, Coach, after the pitch back
That it wasn't the right time to do it. That was a high-risk play there, and especially in that situation. That's the first time that Robert has been in a NFL game, which went into overtime, and we have different sets of rules and things that we want to get accomplished in terms of how we want to have ball security. I'm probably giving it a long, drawn-out answer. But I think Robert understands it's a great learning experience, not only for Robert, but for all our guys. Luckily, it didn't hurt us.
Coach, yesterday kind of the textbook example of how these games went last year of you were able to get that timely turnover, I guess in this case yesterday, those two, and that's how you're able to get those close games?
Well, winning the turnover battle usually leads to victory in the NFL 90% of the time. I think this year if you win the turnover battle by one or more, you're going to win the ball game. So it was very timely. Two of those were really after explosive completions. They were great plays by our secondary, converging on the ball, guys punching it out, William and Robert. So it was good to see us get some turnovers because we've been working on it extremely hard in practice, and it's great to see it show up in the game. Yes, it has. I think time of possession is something that we've done a very good job through our time here. And possession, you've heard me say it before, possession of the ball is 9/10 of the game. You want to possess that football. And I thought we did an outstanding job yesterday. I think it got skewed a little bit because of the big plays, unfortunately, the big explosive and the short drives that the Buffalo Bills had. We've got to do a better job on the defensive side. There were six explosive plays for 214 yards, albeit two of those explosive plays ended up with us having possession of the football with the turnovers.
Matt took some pressure yesterday and some hits. How do you think he did as far as hanging in there?
I thought Matt did a nice job. He was under some pressure. There were a couple of no-hitters. When I say no-hitters, there was basically unblocked guys that came. We had an identification issue on one. We had a mental error on another. And, of course, we had the unfortunate situation there down on the goal line where his foot was stepped on, and that counts as an official sack. So those were three that were pretty unfortunate. The other three were where we actually physically gave up sacks. Well, I told our guys, and this is something that we talked about on Friday and Saturday before the football game. I said, "We are all judged by what we do at the end of the season. Whether you're 9-2 or 2-9, the way that you finish the season is really how you're judged and remembered. That's why it's so important for us to finish strong. We need to finish strong, just like every season. It hasn't changed because of the situation that we're in. And I think the guys know that we want to get out there and start a streak, and that's what we did. And we hope that we'll be able to continue it this week in Green Bay.
Do you remember from that 09, do you think some of that helped to carry over? You obviously had a nice year the following year.
I do remember 09. you know, we had some injuries. We missed our quarterback for a couple of games. We were able to finish strong. My memory is correct. I think we won the last game to have our first time in the history of a back-to-back winning seasons. So I think it is a good thing that our guys that have been around will understand the importance of finishing strong. And it does. And I think our guys understand that.
Anybody else who stood out? You know, you're talking about Traeger and obviously Anton has been getting more playing. I mean, any of the other sort of guys we're not used to seeing that stood out to you looking at it?
Well, again, as we mentioned, Robert Alford had significant playing time in the ball game yesterday. Malachi Goodman's snap count for the first time back, he'd missed two ball games with a injury to his calf, a calf injury. I thought that he did some good things. It's good to see him to continue to get playing time. With the time of possession, the numbers weren't necessarily where we would like them to be because we dominated the time of possession. So the number count, when you guys check his play time charts, which I'm sure you guys will do, you'll see that I think he had 19 snaps, but the percentage-wise, he was where we wanted him to be.
Coach, your thoughts on seeing Eddie Lacy, big running back next week?
Well, the way that we've been playing the run the last couple of weeks, it's a big concern. Green Bay, I think Coach McCarthy has made a concerted effort to run the football this season. They've done a good job. He's a big, strong running back that we're going to have to put multiple pads on. And we've got to tackle much better than we tackled in the ball game yesterday. Our tackling was not up to the level that we needed to be. Well, somebody told me that D-Led was up there in Green Bay right now doing intel for us. Is that true? He's not here. You can't confirm that? Okay. He does have connections up there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Aaron Rodgers, we've got to prepare ourselves right now that he's going to play this week. I think there's conflicting reports, but we've got to prepare like he's ready to go, and we'll just take it day by day. Obviously, it would be different with Aaron playing. He's one of the elite quarterbacks in all of the NFL. He can run that on Mike McCarthy's offense extremely well. The way that that he operates it would definitely change our game plan.
On the play where you split Anton out wide and give him a chance, probably for a touchdown catch there, we've seen him run with the ball in his hands, haven't seen much of him trying to catch it deep downfield. Is that stretching the limits of his skill set there?
No, we've seen him make those plays in practice. Anton, we wanted to get the ball. Obviously, we wanted to get the ball to Anton early, had the reverse up on the kickoff. He had one catch in the ball game early in the ball game. We got the matchup that we wanted, unfortunately, we didn't, convert. But Anton is – got the ability to do a number of things. He's multi-talented. He can run. He's got great explosion. He can catch the football. And we all know what he's capable of doing on special teams. He's one of the top, in my mind, one of the top special teams players in all of the NFL.
Coach,